Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rotatoes, I got that Friday feeling. That means it is time for another episode of Rotating Heroes. And we have for you the first part of the finale of Arc 5, which has been a huge success. Thank you so much to all the people that have left reviews and that have shared it with their friends. It means a huge amount to us. And, you know, if you happen to want to leave a review, if you haven't done one before, then you can do it. It makes a massive difference and we would love you forever. But until then, I do actually have something exciting to say, which is that there may be a world soon that we, the Rotating Heroes podcast, has official merchandise. If that's something that sounds exciting to you, then please check out the Patreon, because if we do any updates, if we tell anyone about this, and if we launch any kind of merch, it will all be done through the Patreon. That'll be the number one place to find out that information. So I would keep it locked to the Patreon. You don't have to sign up as a paid member. You can sign up as a free member, just so that you get the free updates. We'll post and just let you know when it's happening, what's coming, etc. So, as always, keep it locked to the Rotating Heroes Patreon, and we will get back into Arc 5. Take it away, Past Zach. P.S. I am so sorry about the truly brutal cliffhanger this episode leaves on, but hey, if you want to hear the rest of it, you know where to go in the description below. Bye!
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast. We are joined, as always, so far, for the fourth and final time, by the Rotators of the Fifth Arc. Look around, I see some wolves ready to finish their journey. To my left, a wolf that has stepped up to a bit of a leadership role. We have Tuffy, aka Matt Cordova.
Oh, hello. Hello.
How low do you
go? How low do you go?
How low do you go? Oh, my God. I go pretty low. I'm pretty good at limbo. I won my grades in fourth grade.
Did you ever do it at the skate rink?
You know what? I did. Yeah. That's easier, honestly, because you are wheels. Anyways, let's keep going. We have a wolf who maybe took one of the most perfect little wolf naps anyone's ever taken. We have Harlan.
How low?
It's really good.
Izzy Roland is here as Harlan, and how low to you as well. How low?
How low?
How low?
How low?
How low do you go?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, no. Listen, we have to keep moving. And with that, I introduce our final wolf, one who's made some sneaky, stealthy plans, one who has seen the fates that befall this group before. We have Gray, aka Brennan Lee Mulligan.
How low?
Oh,
pretty low, I would say.
Pretty low. Pretty low.
Pretty low.
I feel it. I feel it.
How low?
Is it a search engine? Listen, we're here in our fourth and final episode
of the fifth arc. How are we feeling? Are there any feelings coursing through our bodies? Is anyone going to leave before we get started? That would be weird. I don't expect that to happen, but
I'm going to go.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Truly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Sure.
Harland permadeath. It's here.
We hope that doesn't happen. There are many fates that could happen.
So we've
some heard. More likely than others.
The unknown is truly like crippling. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if everybody's willing to admit it, but before a battle, I'm scared to death of any kind. Any mm-hmm. kind of competition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Truly scared mm-hmm. of what could happen. I think that, you know, once we get into our first beef or whatever, mm-hmm. things will settle, but I'm very nervous right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be.
Oh.
You should be, dude.
Oop.
Oop.
Let's get started with a little recap. Last episode, you all pursued the dretches, the fresh dretches and the old dretches alike, and rescued baby Freya from their grasp as they were trying to sacrifice her to some kind of volcano. You used your newfound class features to best these demonic monkeys as they ran away from you, throwing some portents out there, doing some sneak attacks, even doing some divine smites.
Yes.
This group of awakened wolves has been truly awakened.
Yes.
As you ran away, you eventually, using the swift thinking of Gray, were able to hide yourselves under a dirt mound and perfectly escape this whole situation with all but a cantrip. Shortly after that, a swan honked their way into your lives and took you back to her lair, which ended up being Mama Swan's protected glade. She revealed herself to be a creature of the Fae who spent her days protecting mothers and children, as well as living a peaceful life here. You were brought to this area where you're able to catch fish, drink some from the stream, as Harland did take a wonderful nap on this nice soft moss. But at the same time, Gray and Mama Swan talked about the fates that laid before you, connecting on levels of divination that maybe the other members of the party don't quite understand. Mama Swan revealed that there were many realities that could happen. A lot of them, Freya was okay, but not many of them are all three of, or all four of you okay. As we discover this, Gray and Tuffy chatted once more and realized that they had something in common, that Harland wasn't just their former pack leader, but maybe their former father. Former
father.
former and current. So that brings us pretty much back up to speed. You are all still in the glade. Harland still napping or waking up from their nap. What are you all doing as you get ready for this last hurrah?
Should I? So I, the wand of binding mm-hmm. has to recharge. So.
Okay.
And I think that's the only thing. And I did my portent rolls as well. But I can roll to recharge the wand if you want me to.
Cool.
Hey, 5.
Okay, great. So 5 plus 1, so you have 6 charges, I believe. Because it's the D6 plus 1. I
think. Yes, gotcha. 6 charges.
Cool. So that's almost max. After that, did you want to resolve that stealthy thing you want to do? And also, Harland, did you want to do anything?
I don't know if there's much for Harland to do. I think he's just going to get up and stretch and drink from the stream, maybe eat a salmon.
And just the regular stream.
Drink from the stream?
Yes. You drink from the stream? Has everyone taken a drink from the regular stream, would you say?
I think so.
Yeah. For sure. Wash down that salmon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gray.
Mm-hmm. How big is the stream?
So the stream flows into the lake. It's almost like this kind of spurt out of the ground that mimics a drinking fountain, like that when you're holding it. Like it's like popping up from underground.
Gray's just going to experiment with shape water and just make it do little loop-de-loops in the air. So.
Cool. As you're just unbelievable. With that, Harlan comes by, takes a sip of water. It is extremely refreshing.
Mm.
As you take little laps of this water, you feel it almost coat your mouth for a second and kind of tingle, and then that goes away pretty instantly. And you will notice that if you're feeling out around your mouth, your teeth feel like harder. They're it's almost like fluoride water in a way. You all who have taken a drink from this stream have a plus one benefit to your attacks and damage.
Hell yes.
To attacks and damage?
So you're, yeah, to hit and then your damage rolls.
plus five to bite.
Good water.
Mm-hmm. Hitting it good.
That's the benefit of hard water.
Yes, yes. Some tinfoil wolf nearby. They're putting fluoride in the stream water, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm fucking
Miko
telling.
Comes up and is like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to drink it.
Miko, you should drink the water.
What if it's Scott?
Miko, water. Drink the water.
Okay. Miko drinks the water. My mouth feels weird.
Yeah.
I was right.
Yep.
So I'm going to say you guys took this long rest. It's now the next day in the glade. You've had your sips of water in the morning. Mama Swan walks over to you all and says, all right, y'all. You know, I wish you'd stay, but I understand if you got to go. But y'all want, here. And just like plays with her hair for a second and went, boink, 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 boink. Takes out four little hairs and hands them to you all. This'll just...
Gross.
It's not gross. My hair is beautiful.
You're right.
Listen, these strands of hair will give you a little bit of a... help you guide to the realities you want. And you can use these hairs once for a chronal shift. Spell.
What?
So... as a reaction, after you or a creature you can see within 30 feet of you makes an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, you can force a creature to re-roll.
Ooh.
You make this decision after you see whether the roll succeeds or fails.
Sick as fuck, Mama Swan.
Gray, it sounds like you did something kind of sneaky and stealthily on your own.
I did. Gray, before bringing the salmon over to Tuffy the night before... went and got one of the little teacups and got a piece of fabric, like a little rag of fabric from the swaddling cloth of Freya, dipped it with her paws into the fountain of reincarnation to soak up the water, and then put that balled up rag into the teacup, picked that up with her mouth, and has now deposited that in the corner of the papoose, like under the feet of baby Freya.
What if she soaks it up?
I mean, the forethought to get this liquid to transport. I mean, not only to get some without touching it, but to figure out a way to properly transport liquid with our dexterity.
Incredible.
Mind-blowing.
Hey.
So Mama Swan looks at you all and says, all right, well, you're all welcome back whenever you like. I think it'd be nice to drink tea with you in the future. It seems like, I don't know if y'all even liked it. Where's one of them cups? Oh, well, whatever.
Thanks for the hair. Tied it on my new necklace.
Yeah, you have this little, like, how'd you tie that?
I kind of got stuck in this bush. And decided that's where I'm going to keep it.
Okay. Wow. Cool. She looks out at you all, smiles, says, well, may you find the fates that you desire, and wishes you well as you all dive back into the lake and appear out of the portal in which you first entered it. You're standing at the top of this sort of hillside that has lake streaming down. Make a survival check and we'll let you guys be on your way.
That's a dirty 20.
11.
11, 7,
7.
Dirty 20. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of like group survival check. You're mostly fine as you go through the woods. Like, you do have to approach this sort of mountainous area.
Mm-hmm.
That it feels like it's hard to go around.
Yeah.
You travel for the better part of a day winding through these hills until you finally hit the back side of it and sloping down to the other side of it. And this mountain comes down into
a field. You are in a clearing now ahead of you. There are no trees anywhere in this vicinity in front of you, but you've also traveled for the better part of a day. I think the forest starts back up around 300 feet to either side, and it's just open field to more forest in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Gray, as you see this, you feel like in one of those flashes you saw last night, you saw some of this wheat blowing.
Yeah, this is where it starts to get dangerous. I'd like to ritual cast Detect Magic and just have that active as we move forward.
Cool. What's the range on that again?
Detect Magic's range. Presence magic within 30 feet of you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you have that going. Does anyone else do anything before y'all proceed?
I guess maybe a little perception check.
Cool.
Yeah.
And did you do new, I mean, you don't have to tell me what they are, but did you do new portent rolls?
I did do okay, new cool. portent rolls, yes. So yeah, I'll do a little perception as well.
Can I do it with advantage?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Very far away at either the left and right side of this field, you feel something moving forward step by step from both the left side of the field and the right side of the field. You don't feel anything straight ahead, but you feel it on either side. It's similar to like when people like put their ear to a train track and there's just something big coming from the distance.
From either side, you said there's also forest and in front of us as well, and then behind us is the mountain.
Yeah.
And we're hearing it from.
How tall is the like field we're walking?
It's probably like 2 feet tall brushed.
Could we like potentially crouch?
Yeah, you can crouch, but you won't be going as fast as you can go if you're like crouched down.
I think I'd like to be slightly hidden going forward.
Okay.
Just in case.
Cool.
I look at Harlan because I know that you saw something. Do you tell us what you saw or what you perceived?
I feel a presence coming in on either side of us, not in front.
So what do? We run? Do we stay put? My thought is, if we know we're about to fight something.
Harlan, I'll say this on a nat 20. You look back and you see some stones kind of cascade down the hill behind you.
Falling?
We're being followed that way too. Do you want to?
Should we dash?
I think we either make a run for it or try to sneak through the grass.
Yeah, staying put's no longer an option.
I guess I would potentially like to be hidden for the possibility of a sneak attack. But if that holds everybody else back.
Let's try and sneak. Let's try.
So you guys sneak. I'm going to say that sneaking will require stealth rolls and mean that we're going to do this like regular movement.
Cool.
Well, a confrontation is going to happen anyway. We're being followed on three sides.
Whatever is happening to the left and right of you is pretty massive.
Harlan, what do you say?
Run.
Gray breaks out into a dead sprint across the field.
Cool.
Tuffy's right there.
Tuffy takes off. Harlan takes off. Mika's like, okay. You all take off running. Are you full sprinting?
Double move, yeah.
Double move, sprinting. So we're going to do this with the rules of constitution saves after a certain point. So you guys, you can full dash run 3 plus your constitution modifier rounds without getting exhausted. After that, you have to make a DC 10 constitution saving throw or take a level of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys take off full sprint. You can also slow down and not have to deal with that, but that's just to full out sprint. So you guys take off.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's running as fast as they can. Who's got the papoose? Gray's got the papoose. You guys run. I'm going to say one round would be 80 feet. You guys go 80 feet, 160 feet. You go 240 feet. You are now a quarter of the way across this field. At 300 feet, which is basically, you're like a third of the way across this field. You see black and blue arrow fletched, hit the ground nearby, missing pretty sizably by. You turn around behind you and you see a man covered in furs atop a horse next to his blank dog, looking out at you guys and says, "Come on now, let's just stop there. That's far enough." And then as he starts to step forward on his horse, in the distance to the left of the field, you hear, "Doom, doom, 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 doom." To the right of the field, you look up, you hear from a distance, coming out of the edges of the forest, you see a full legion of kobolds. Looking out on a full legion of these Murloc warriors. The kobolds.
So we're in a comedy of errors.
Yells out,
"For thousands of years,
no,
we have raged war against the Murlocs."
And the Murlocs, just dry as hell. They have tridents in hand, look at you, look past you. They're not even looking at you, shouting out as well, like,
"It ends today."
And they start marching towards each other. You look back, Osgar yells, "What the hell?" These forces
can Harland,
are marching in.
Can Harland yell and point a paw at Osgar and maybe even trail a little behind the pack to do this? And he's pointing at Osgar and saying,
"He betrayed the Murlocs and the kobolds."
First off, this is, you know, there's thousands of soldiers on either side.
So nobody hears me.
Make that check with quadruple disadvantage.
Okay, forget it. And fuck you. Okay, I don't.
Well, make it with disadvantage.
I don't do it.
But you are 300 feet into this battlefield.
Okay.
You know that they are closing in slowly every step, ready to clash center. You're not seeing a lot of bows. You're not seeing a lot of arrows. You're mm-hmm. seeing a lot of melee weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They are ready to end it all here in the center of this battlefield. We're going to roll initiative.
Great. So we should do that, I guess. 15.
8.
6.
Gonna roll for a couple of these guys.
Gonna roll for 1,000 people.
So these soldiers are gonna be sort of a lair action.
Cool.
Is how we're gonna represent it. And we'll talk about it more as they get closer. So they're going to take, the battlefield is basically 300 feet to either side. You're in the dead center. They go forward.
Hey, Harlan, were you saying something back there? You fell behind the pack. What were you saying back there?
No. No.
Nothing?
Nope. No. Just going forward.
I was going to say, it's a bummer you didn't do that deception roll with
quadruple disadvantage.
You should have done that. The
deception in case roll. I had rolled four nat 20s. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, how many have you got? You've rolled like two today.
I've rolled a lot of nat 20s.
This field is 900 feet across. You have gone 300 feet at the start of this. I've rolled for these guys on initiative 20. Both soldiers' sides are going to march inward. I want to say actually like 420 feet on either side. So they take 60 feet of movement in towards you guys.
Cool.
So that happens at the top of the round. It is now Miko's turn. Miko fucking takes off. He's like, okay, let's keep going. Looking ahead, the forest ahead is clear. Miko takes a full movement. Miko's going to roll the constitution save because we're at that now. Nat 20.
Woo!
I'm going to say Miko doesn't have to make it next round.
Cool.
For that. He's in good spirits. After Miko, Harland, it's your turn.
Double movement.
Cool.
Full dash.
Great. Harland, I think you have to make this constitution, DC 10 constitution save. I'm going to say for this round, because Miko got a nat 20, everyone has advantage on this.
Thank God. Got two fives. So that's a six.
Okay. Harlan, you make that distance, but you take a level of exhaustion.
Okay.
And also, just a reminder, we have these threads of fate, if anyone.
Gotcha. Yes, yes, yes. Good to know.
After.
What did Miss Swan say they were?
We can reroll a roll. Basically.
So, and then also, if you don't want to make the constitution check, you can just go slower. At a certain point, it might make sense. But
what do the levels of exhaustion do?
First level is disadvantage on ability checks.
Oh, shit.
Mika's going to look back at you and say, hey, whatever. And uses his hair to give you a reroll.
The reroll.
Are you my dad?
If anybody says that line in front of Zach, it costs money. 17.
Hey. Also, I'm...
Am I Miko's dad?
I also point something out. If you gun it, you move 120 feet.
Oh, right.
Because you have a bonus action dash.
That's true. So you could go as fast as them and not be doing this constitution save. Also, is... Just because,
oh,
like,
I would love that.
I will say, like, so because of your rogue features, we'll say that you can just make these roll. You can just go.
Okay.
You're fine in the lines.
So does Miko get his hair back?
Yeah. Okay. I'll say Miko has his hair back.
Okay.
After Miko, Harland, it is Gray's turn. Gray.
Okay. We're going to double move. I'll make the constitution save here. Seven. I do not make it. I will use my...
Miko's nat 20 means everyone gets
advantage, right.
Oh, yes.
Seven again.
That's so crazy. You guys did two fives.
I'll go ahead. Is a reroll with advantage, or is just a single die?
I think it would be a reroll with advantage.
Okay. I'm going to use my hair to do the reroll.
Mama Swan.
Nat 20.
Incredible.
Thank you, Mama Swan.
Your nat 20 is going to give advantage on the next round.
Oh, woo, baby.
So you go forward 80? You go forward 80. So,
so we've just double move?
Double move, yes.
So we're moving in increments of 60?
80.
80.
Harland could go further with a roll, but it's choosing to stay with the pack.
Okay.
Tuffy, you're up.
So just so I understand our strategy, we're just sprinting away out of, and so I'm trying to do.
I think we would be in bad shape gambling early. Like if we
totally.
Get you
just
know
gotta get the fuck out.
We gotta get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want to do. I want to double move and get the fuck out of there as fast mm-hmm. as we fucking can, staying together.
Yeah, you feel like if as these armies clash, being somewhere in the middle is gonna be bad.
Yeah. So I'm rolling. What plus anything?
I think it's just plus one, but you pass.
You just have to clear 10.
Okay.
Okay. So plus one. You can roll with advantage to see if you, you know, help people out on the next round.
Okay, 17.
Cool. Great. So, Tuffy, you're able to huff it and make progress keeping up with everyone else. Oscar's going to go. Oscar's riding his horse. Oscar's taking shots on you guys with disadvantage as his horse takes a double move.
Do I get the sense that his horse is also making these same saving throws?
His horse is from the back, having just started. He's not making them yet.
Gotcha. Cool, cool, cool. Makes sense.
You see arrows around you as you continue to run. Oscar, on his horse, 900 feet back, makes 120 feet of progress. His horse has 60 feet of movement. After Oscar goes, you also see, I should say, his blink dog, Tupelo, run 80 feet and then teleport forward. We're going to see if they get their blink back. They do not get their blink back on this turn. So they have kept pace, but will probably be slower. After that, we are back to the top of the order. The soldiers march in another 60 feet on either side. They're now closing in. After that, it is Miko's turn. The nat 20 that Gray got will give everyone advantage on this round again.
Okay.
No joke. Another nat 20 for Miko.
Unbelievable, baby.
I think we're just going to keep that going. If someone gets a nat 20, great. The next round has is on them advantage.
So we have two rounds banked?
This round and the next round. Yeah.
Miko, a full 80 feet forward. Miko is now 460 feet across. So a little over halfway. It is now back to Harlan. Harlan with advantage.
15.
Great, Harlan. Oh, you also don't have to make the roll, so...
Oh, right.
Sorry. you keep up with them. Great, that's you.
Can Harlan be furthest in the back?
Yeah.
18.
Great. Gray, you also manage to follow. You're like noticing the path that Harlan's going on and drafting off of that, mm-hmm. effectively. Mm-hmm. Tuffy, that is your turn.
Five.
Tuffy, do you want to use a hare? Or are you gonna?
If I don't, that means I fall behind the pack,
and you'll have disadvantage on checks from here on.
And do we think that I would need to save my hare for any time?
It's possible, but
I mean,
she has portent.
I have portent,
so she could sort of swap out a bad roll later.
Got it. Let me. I gotta use my.
I think easier here. Okay. I think the way Gray is thinking about it is just like a wild animal. It's like danger now is always more important than danger.
Use your fuel to get out.
Yeah. Oh my god.
11.
12.
Oh my god. Four Jesus. Rolls later, squeaking on by. Tuffy, you feel your nerves taking over. This is wild. These armies are marching in after Tuffy. It is now Oscar's turn. Oscar and the blink dog move on the same action. Mm-hmm. Oscar is going to once again take two attacks with disadvantage. That's card. But that won't hit anyway. Another arrow thuds near you, and he's going to take a second attack. As you guys are running, these armies are closing in on either side. An arrow whistles through the air. Harlan, you feel this hot pain in your back as an arrow stabs into you. You also feel sharp pain in your mind as it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
You take... That's bad. 8 points of damage from the arrow, and then you take another 3 points of psychic damage as it hits you. And he moves 120 feet forward. He's now 240 feet across the board. The blink dog goes 80 feet, falls a little behind.
Okay. How far is he across the field, and how far are we across the field?
So you guys are 460 feet across the field. He's 240.
We're like halfway, and he's gaining on us.
What happened to Harlan as far as pace?
He's still on pace. It didn't actually slow him down. You're a tough old wolf.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have any movement impairing effects. After Oscar goes, Miko, it is your turn. Miko is me as the DM. Rolling with advantage, per my own nat 20. Two passes. So Miko just continues on. At the top of the round, you hear a Murloc go, "I'm gonna collect as many kobold heads as I can," and kobold across, shouting, and possibly far away, "Nah!" As they move in a little bit. They have moved 180 feet on either side. After that, yeah, Miko goes. Miko makes a save, moves 80 feet forward. He is now 540 feet across the field. It is now Harlan's turn. Harlan, you have this arrow coming out of your shoulder, but it's not slowing you down.
Just keep going.
Cool. Harlan, you don't have to make your roll, so you're good. Gray is now...
Gray turns around to see Harlan hit with the arrow. Fear fills her eyes, and she knows that you're pacing yourself and can go faster than all of us, and goes, "Pull ahead!"
No.
She's emotionally destroyed by that, and is going to make this constitution save as she continues to run. 17.
Bye-bye.
Nat 1 and a 17 for an 18. Woo. Jesus.
You make your save. So you are now 540 feet across.
Nice.
Gray, that was your turn. Tuffy, you're up. With advantage still.
Mm-hmm. We're moving. We're throwing up. We're not hitting the wall.
Oh, fucker.
Wordy me.
Dink gonking. Use it.
Take it.
Use it.
It's an 18.
That's an 18. Hell yeah.
Tuffy, you keep pace with the rest of the pack. No nat 20s on this round, unfortunately, so next round will be just straight. Osgar is going to take two shots. You're out of his short range. You're in his long range, so he has to do this with disadvantage. But maybe soon you will be not in that. That's one miss. Arrow thuds near you, Tuffy.
Oh, shit.
And another one thuds near you, Gray. You guys keep going. They're now 360 feet across. You have a feeling that this horse might have to make a similar check soon.
On its next turn?
After its next turn.
After its turn, okay.
The blink dog is going to move 80 feet up, and it moves 80 feet and then blinks another 40 feet. No, I'm sorry, it just moves 80 feet this round. After that, both armies march in another 60 feet.
It's those walls closing in on us. It's like the spaceship thing where like the walls are closing as we're...
Done. It is now Miko's turn. Miko's going to make this roll straight. And I believe, Miko, you burned your hair.
Miko did not burn.
Miko did not burn. Mm-hmm. Passes.
Great.
Miko keeps going. Another 80 feet. After that, Harlan, your turn.
Keep going.
Cool. You just go.
Keep going.
And just no roll necessary. Harlan keeps going. After that, Gray, it is your turn.
Don't make it.
Hair.
Daddy.
This.
Oh.
The mama swan hair turns to dust in the wind. And this is with advantage again.
Oh, this one is with advantage?
Yeah, okay. Have advantage.
That was a 5.
Gray, you take one level of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. That papoose is heavy.
Yeah, carrying the weight of the world.
After Gray, you still make that 80 feet, though.
Okay. Yeah, ability checks are down for me. That's going to be a disadvantage.
So you guys were 540, and now you are 620 feet across. You're two-thirds of the way across this battlefield. After that, it is now Tuffy's turn.
Gotta go.
Nat 20.
Woo! Tuffy, you see Gray kind of stumble for a second, and this sense of pack leadership takes over. What do you say as you embolden the rest of your group for the next round?
Come on, guys.
What a
honestly,
leader.
It works for Gray. That works for Gray just fine. Come on, guys. Here we go.
Tuffy, you hear Tuffy
kind of mumbling,
locking eyes with you, like, we're doing this. We're going across this field. And there's a lot going on, but you can lock onto that, and next round you'll roll with advantage. Incredible, Tuffy. Now it is Osgar's turn again. Osgar goes, we're in non-disadvantaged territory for this bow.
Okay.
The horse takes another round of movement. You look at this horse, it looks pretty tired. So it's going to have to be making some kind of roll checks soon.
Gotcha. Yeah, been full gallop for a second.
Yeah. So Now,
galvanization, however you footed, Steve.
That is a miss. Thudding next to you as you are trying to embolden your pack, Tuffy, you see an arrow hit the ground at your feet. Another black and blue fletched arrow.
Ah!
As this happens, Oscar takes his pace forward. The blink dog makes their way, now blinking this round, going 120. After that, the armies march in further. They're getting close. It feels like within the next two or three rounds, they could be on top of you.
Jesus.
Okay. Miko will go with advantage, thanks to Tuffy. Passes. No, not 20s, though. Miko keeps going. Harlan, your turn.
Keep going.
Gray.
Gray looks at Tuffy that just emboldened her. Like, has that moment of stumbling, breathing hard. Like, you know, she was always like a smart hunter, not like an athletic hunter. Mm-hmm. So it's like brute forcing something has never been her style, but she just looks and just sees a hole in the field, just like a little gopher hole. Thinks for a second, takes off, and is thinking back at Osgar. And I'm going to make, and this is saving, I have disadvantage on ability checks, but saving throws I have advantage on because of that nat 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a saving throw, not an ability check.
10. It's a 11.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
You make it. You don't take another level of exhaustion. You guys are, that was 80 feet, so 700 feet across, 200 feet away from the edge of the fort.
What are you going to do about the hole?
She's thinking.
Tuffy, that is your turn. Roll with the advantage thanks to yourself.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Oh my god.
This is just a full orchestra of Nat 20s.
This is a harrowing encounter. This is some just homeward bound
successes
shit.
And failures abound.
Tuffy. Come on, guys. Echoes through your mind.
So you're hearing it again.
It's getting real. It's getting very real as you see the like eyes of these fish-like people, these kobolds, bloodlust in their eyes as well. Their armies marching closer to you. These arrows are hitting the ground next to you. That blink dog appears, closing the distance as well. What do you say in this round as you get the troops moving?
Sorry about that last one, guys. Glad you made it. We gotta keep going. Together we march.
Together we march. Miko is like, yeah! Together we march. Let's get the fuck out of here. After that, Osgar's gonna go.
I can tell you something about Osgar's turn.
What?
What, bitch?
This is the turn where his horse first makes a saving throw, correct?
Yes.
It gets an 8. I turn around. And I look at the horse, and it gets an 8, which I know only gives it disability. It gives it disadvantage on ability checks. But I just turn around, and I see the horse coming, and I go, no, you don't catch us.
So the way I've been doing it with you guys is when you failed, you still made the distance.
Yes.
But you now has a level of exhaustion, though.
Great.
Cool. You guys are 700 feet ahead. Oscar is 600 feet. He's 600 feet.
He's only 100 feet behind us.
100 feet behind you. This is, again, a regular arrow shot. And 19 hits.
Who's he attacking?
Harlan. Another arrow hits you in the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Harlan takes 7 points of damage.
Okay. Total?
Yeah, only a little bit of it hits your mind in the same way that happened last time. And then the second attack... Tuffy, you're running. A second arrow flies to the air. You feel something between your shoulder blades. You take 7 points of damage. After that, you all see these armies close in one more time. You feel like in the next round, they will be on top of you. You hear a kobold yell, it's finally happening! Miko's gonna go.
Care about
nat, per Tuffy's nat 20, he will do this with advantage. Passes. No nat 20s over here. Makes 80 feet across. 780 feet across this field. Harland, it is your turn.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Could I roll a constitution saving throw, theoretically taking more distance with my bonus action dash, but instead use that energy to kick up ground and try to, like, kick back a rock or something?
Kick back a rock at them. He's still, like...
to just be in the way.
Hmm.
Like throwing a chair when you're in a restaurant, somebody's chasing you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to use that kind of saving throw to provoke a situation like this, yeah, I'll say it. If you take this round to instead not gain movement forward, but like kick up something to like try to fuck up the horse in some way.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it will make its constitution save.
Okay.
With disadvantage if you're successful.
Okay, great. Am I still making my constitution save with advantage?
You are. Yeah.
Okay. 19.
Okay.
Woo!
So this horse will make its roll with disadvantage.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Thank you, Jack.
Thinking.
It is now Gray's turn.
Constitution save, double move. 9 plus 1 is 10.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
9 plus 1 is 10.
I know that. That's true.
Bad, bad stuff.
Gray is not looking good.
Gray is dragging the papoose. I mean, the papoose is like, it's a well-designed craft, but yes. It's not, it's easier to run without it.
Right.
Yeah.
Easily.
After Gray's turn, Tuffy, it is your turn. Again, you patted yourself on the back with that. You have that advantage.
And now you have an arrow in your back.
Yeah.
Oh.
But roll
you
again
can
see
if you get a nat 20. Which you don't.
7-11.
7-11. 11-7.
Always open.
Tuffy, you continue on making your way. You are all 780 feet across this battlefield. It is 900 feet across. You're 120 feet away from the exit of this into the forest where at least there's a cover.
Yeah.
It feels like this guy can't take these longbow shots once you're in there. It is now Osgar's turn. Osgar. I'm going to roll for it.
Can I tell you something about Osgar's turn?
What are you going to tell me?
I look at my beautiful injured father digging up, who's faster than all of us and could, if he was a wild animal, just leave. He could have been out of here already. Instead, choosing to leave himself in harm's way to dig up those stones, making that difficult terrain for this horse. I think about him digging up stones, and I think about that gopher hole I saw. Of all the strands of fate that a little gopher should wander out into the middle of a giant field and dig its hole exactly where the hunter's horse would step. Because it rolls a nat 1 on its constitution saving throw.
Oh my god.
Bitch.
This horse already has one level of exhaustion.
And at the second level of exhaustion, a creature's speed is halved.
You see this horse like, and like trip. It's a little sad. But it's.
I don't want to look.
At this moment, he looks down. He's like, no, no, come on. God damn it. Hey, you've done further than this. Come on. And he's fiddling with his horse. He only makes... So you guys are 780. He was 600. I think on this turn, that means its movements is halved.
Halved.
So it only goes 630 fucked. Or 660 with a dash.
Yeah, it was 30 feet of movement and then another 30 with a dash.
660 feet. You guys are 780 away. 120 feet. Let me double check. I think it's still... He's got 150 feet of long range. Mm-hmm. So he's pissed, but he's slowed.
Do we still get that disadvantage roll?
Well, he got a nat 1 on it. Okay. I guess...
Well, no, because that's further up ahead. So if the horse could get more...
exhausted. That's true. That's true.
The horse is still, because he's also still, by the way, in the middle of these two armies clashing together.
He might not make it out.
He might not make it out at this point. And he's got that difficult terrain in front of it. So that's, it's all stacking on top of each other.
Okay. You see, as this happens, Oscar's going to hop off his horse.
Shut.
And he touches himself with something. And you see him take off towards you, running.
Tom Cruise.
Huh?
Tom Cruise.
That's T-1000 style.
Oh, man. So his face isn't moving either?
Yeah. His face is still. Oh, he's working his arms. He does
still
not
looks great.
Take a shot this round, and he moves far.
How far is this piece of shit?
He goes 80 feet himself.
What? A human man?
He did something to himself to make himself faster, and then he took a double movement himself.
Longstrider.
Why the fuck is he on a horse?
Yeah, well, a horse goes 120.
Okay.
He's 40 feet behind you. So you guys are 780 feet out of here. I have to make a roll.
40.
You see the blink dog's chasing behind way further back, somewhere in the middle of this fight. On this round, as you guys are about to get out of the forest, the armies close and close and close and smash into each other all around you. You see kobolds slamming into murlocs. Murlocs just shocking a kobold to death. Like a kobold sorcerer like hits a different fish person with like a gout of flame. It is all happening around you. These rounds, we're going to use dex saving throws. If you fail a dex saving throw, you'll take just an errant swing from the battle. Cool. They're not like really represented as things you can hit. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but there's just mayhem all around you. So we are at the top of the order as these armies clash. Miko's going to go. He's going to make his dex save. Miko passes the dex save, dodging under like swords and pikes and different weapons as these armies clash, and is going to make a constitution save now. Passes. So Miko just dodges under, keeps going. It is chaos all around you though. So Miko is now 860 feet ahead, 40 feet away from the edge of the forest. Harlan, your turn. These armies are clashing around you. None of them seem to like want, like pay attention to you, but that still feels pretty dangerous.
18 dex save.
Okay, good.
And I don't need to roll a constitution.
No.
Okay.
Can you get out of here and move now? Because you're 40 feet away, you should get out.
Mm-mm.
Harlan chooses to stay with his pack. Gray, it's your turn.
If I were to cast Shield on myself, is there any benefit that would extend to this dexterity save?
Well, the dexterity save, so you will take you will do a dexterity save.
Okay.
And then if you fail, you will take a swing.
Okay, gotcha.
So
good.
Like,
okay, so I'll make the dex.
It could, yeah.
Copy that. Okay. Dex save is 15.
Passes. You duck under a like gutted murloc.
Under a gutted murloc.
Yeah, it's like a little gopher hole that you pop in and you pop out. And you make a full dash forward.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. After a Gray, Tuffy, it's your turn.
So you're just moving with us, staying with us. You've gone under to safety.
The three of us are like 40 feet from the forest edge. Yeah.
I want to keep on my path. I think that if I don't see a path through this melee, I'll maybe jump up and kind of use my shoes to like walk over the fight.
To walk along like, the heads of people?
Kind of like, yeah, like the practice that I had on Miko has kind of given me this idea. Just
okay.
If that's safer, and you know, if it is at all safer to
sure,
take
I think like
with me.
Okay. I like the flavor of it. I think I'll let you make the dex check with advantage if you're able to bound off of the heads of these idiots fighting.
Okay.
So make a dexterity saving throw with advantage.
Okay.
Two passes.
Okay, great. you make it on these kobold and murloc heads as you just fly forward.
Fantastic.
You are 40 feet from the edge of the forest, as are all of you. On this turn, you see now within distance, Osgar just kind of like towering over these guys like, God damn it. He's going to make his dex save. He passes. He just kicks this animal to the side and keeps going. He is going to take two shots. Does a 15 hit. That hits. He's going to take two shots on Harlan. One on the D8, so that's good. So the first one is 7 damage. How's Harlan doing?
9.
11 damage.
Down.
Harlan goes down 40 feet from the edge of the woods as Osgar
truly like fucking Boromir with 4 arrows in his back.
He only moves 40 feet though. He is not caught up to you. So he is 80 feet behind you guys now. Harlan's down. The fighting is happening all around you. Osgar just went. Miko is going to turn around like, what happened? He's like uncharacteristically worried. What should I do?
Gray doesn't have an answer.
I hope that you've enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes. This has been Arc 5 with Matt Cordova, Izzy Rowland, and Brennan Lee Mulligan with Zach Oyama as your Dungeon Master. As always, please, if you've enjoyed this episode, take 2 seconds to drop us a review and help new Rotators find the show. And if you're enjoying it and want more Rotating Heroes in your life, then make sure you check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod, or just in the description below you right there. We also have a Discord. There's loads of other ways that you can get involved with the show, so make sure you go check out all those links. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope that you have a wonderful time.
Bye.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.